Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
A pair of tickets for the Clint Black concert, your chance to win, is just minutes away here on Big Willie 105.5. Also, Dimitri Graffiti later on this morning. Just call in and say and do whatever it is you want to say and do. Just follow the rules of engagement and you will be fine. That's Dimitri Graffiti. Make sure you call in this morning. Now, download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, which includes yet another new radio station, Signal, because their show is so big, we just need more signals to handle the volume of listeners. 94.9, and that's, ask an engineer at any radio station and he'll confirm that. 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And now Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local is also the force multiplier of truth. So here's what happened last week. Broke the story that Steve Novotny, who had been the local contact for this Harold Ramsey character and Healthcare 360 that supposedly did buy East Ohio Regional Hospital, that even Steve Novotny, the local contact, now is not being paid by Harold Ramsey, that he is owed money. So how can Harold Ramsey pay the $1.6 million he owes to the taxpayers of the county and the state and not even pay Steve Novotny what he owes him? Anyway, long story short, we had a big discussion, interview, whatever you want to call it. And then Big Willie, who is this legendary Village OTR truck driver, who calls us from the luxurious state-of-the-art cab of his Freightliner Cascadia 125, that's DOT US 3538358, came on and started talking about Steve Novotny, about how he was not forthcoming, and it was pretty rough stuff. Apparently afterward, they had words. And I asked Mr. Big Willie himself to come on the air this morning and to give us his side of the story. So, Big Willie, welcome to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local on Big Willie 105.5. How you doing, sir?
Good, Dimitri. Good morning. How are you doing, sir?
Great. My sources tell me that you're calling us from your cab and that you are in Detroit. That would be the one in Michigan. Is that right?
Detroit Rock City, yeah. That's what Kid Rock says, yeah.
All right.
The Loser Lions.
All right, great. So first tell the listeners what you had originally said about Steve Novotny, my interview with him, because it was pretty rough stuff, and then give us the rest of the story here in this exclusive interview.
Yeah, I'm just going to make it short and sweet. I mean, Steve, I've known Steve for a long time, and you know, just basically from radio stuff and West Liberty. My stepdad used to work up there, and they knew each other. And so I have no ill feelings towards Steve whatsoever. Good guy. He's never done nothing to me. I've never known him to do anything to me. Maybe talk crap every once in a while, like everybody else. But
I'm sorry. Whoa! He talks crap about you, or you talk crap just, about him?
Anyhow, just being sarcastic. You'll catch on one day, Dimitri. I know you're a high school graduate, but you'll catch on.
Nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with being a high school graduate, my friend. Nothing wrong with that at all.
Anyhow, Steve called me and he said, "Man, I just want to let you know as a friend, what's up?" You know, and I said, "Well, I said the story smelled like crap, whatever. It just smelled like something was up. It didn't make sense." And after talking to Steve for a while, and I don't want to disclose everything we talked about. But
no, it's okay. It's okay. You can. It's all right. You're among friends here.
Yeah, I know, but it's just, you know, I understand where he's coming from, and I think deep down, truthfully, that Steve was trying to help the area and help bring work in. I don't think it was about money whatsoever, and I don't think the amount of money, he wouldn't tell me how much, but I think it was minimal enough that it isn't even worth pursuing, you know, because I did push that issue, and I said, "Why?" And he's like, "Well," he says, "it's just not enough. It's just not worth the, you know, time and headache." And me, I understand it. Now, if it was thousands and thousands of dollars and life-changing, I would be all over it. I said, "Is it going to change the world?" "No," he said. So, I mean, that's basically what it is. I think he had true intentions of helping. I don't think he had bad intentions of helping. That's my opinion. The way I look at it. So I might not agree with everybody else, but I don't think he had ill will towards helping them do anything illegal. I think he was truly trying to help the Valley out and trying to get information and get them hooked up with. I think he was just trying to hook up them with other people, and he just kind of got caught up in the middle of it. And they say hindsight's 20/20. But that's basically it. And
No, it's not. No.
That's all I know about it.
No, it's not. That's not what you said on the show last time. You were concerned about him being forthcoming. You raised questions about his lack of transparency. Is what you had raised questions.
Well,
about.
He did. Well, the lack of transparency is as in telling the people that what he was doing for them.
Yeah,
and I think that's why he told me. He told me that's what he did. So so if he wants to explain that to you guys, I mean, come on the air, that's up to him. But he told me that he was just trying to connect two people together to try to make something better, and that was the gist of it. I'm telling you my opinion. I believe Steve. I don't think he has a reason to lie to me. He might have other reasons that I don't know of that he don't want to disclose.
Like what?
Other stuff to you or something.
Like what?
Yeah. You know? I don't know. He just might not want to tell you stuff. I don't know.
He should be telling me everything because I promote his show. I promote his show all the time. Steve Novotny, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Mondays through Fridays on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We use the same studio. All right, here. We use microphone. We use the same mic flag.
I know, because Mr. Deep Pockets can't afford two of them.
Oh, he can afford them. He can afford them. That's not the issue with Mr. Deep Pockets.
Right.
Oh, he can afford them, my friend. Oh, he can afford a lot. That ain't the issue with Mr. Deep Pockets. I'm sorry, what?
That's how you get Deep Pockets.
Well, that would be one way, but in any event. So what are you hauling this morning in Detroit there?
Well, I actually hauled some big steel around ingots, a place called EQS in Pittsburgh, Newcastle, PA. They bought this place, I think, a couple of years ago. I'm pretty sure it's called Ringmasters, and they make big steel hollow rings. I mean, huge. So I haul these 25,000, 20,000-pound rounds. They look like a big straight banana of steel, basically. It looks like a torpedo going down the road.
Is it yellow?
What's that?
Is it yellow?
It's not yellow.
Oh.
No, they're not.
Well, you said big long banana, and I was thinking it's either that or some inappropriate comment. So I wasn't quite sure.
To be clean. That's all.
All right. Well, fair enough.
Torpedo.
All right. Question. Yesterday, you talked about your run-in with the law that you were pulled over by the Ohio State Police, and you did not have your decal, your U.S. decal. Next to the number 3538358, that's a DOT requirement. Are you still a scofflaw, or have you found those U and S decals to put on your truck?
Nah, I print them off at the house. I have not put them on yet.
You're a scofflaw. You're a scofflaw.
Right.
We have laws in this country, my friend. Laws. The Department of Transportation has laws, and you're violating these laws. I want you to go to your house right now, get those two decals, U and S, and slap them on the side of your truck right by the 3538358.
I need a GoFundMe account to afford the $2 to get them.
We can do that. Well, we can do that. We can do a GoFundMe for you or.
Well, I'll tell you what happened. Yesterday, I stopped at a place called Truck World in Hubbard, Ohio, and they got letters there. But I'm so OCD that the letters didn't match.
Oh,
I can't put them on my truck, man.
Oh my God! Oh, they don't match. What are they, different shades of puce?
Different fonts. So I'd rather take a ticket than put on something that doesn't look right.
Are you insane? Are you nuts? What is the matter? Are you transitioning from man to woman? What the hell's wrong with you? It's a U and it's an S. What is a vowel? What is a consonant? It's the English alphabet. Who cares if they don't match?
Good. I talked to another truck driver yesterday on that AI center where I was at.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, I told him, I said, I got to talk on the radio. Yeah, I talked to him. And he goes, you know what? We appreciate that. He said, we need people to get out there and talk about the trucking industry and explain to people stuff. And one of the other things that came up was zippers, you know, where people would talk about it one day or today.
What?
In the construction zone. It's called the zippers. Yeah, where people always try to cut you off right at the last minute instead of just letting people in construction zones, and they want you to zipper in like a zipper, and everybody combine their efforts together and continuously flow traffic, and people just always feel like they're in a NASCAR race, and they want to get around a track trailer, and they want to get around another car, and people end up getting killed, and we see all these stories, but then they still do the same exact thing every day.
Well, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. I'm a little confused. I talk with different people with different departments of transportation, and I was always told this, that if there's construction like a half mile down the roadway, and one lane is closed. Let's say I'm in the right hand lane, and a half mile down the right hand lane is closed. You got to merge left. I was told that you stay in the right-hand lane as far as you can go until it's closed, and then you merge into the left. That's actually the proper way of doing it.
Right.
Is that right?
Right.
Is that zippering?
That's zippering.
So what's the problem?
Right. The problem is when people do that, they go down to the end, and they fly down. Yeah, everybody's doing 10 miles an hour, 20, and then you got that one car that goes about 50 miles an hour, cuts everybody off, and everybody has to hit the brakes, and then traffic stops, and then you got two or three more of them. They come down, they hit the brakes, and then everybody's stopped, and next thing you know, it's all jammed up. You know? And the way I see it working better out when I'm on the road is if people know it's time to get over in the left lane, well, just get over in the left lane.
Right.
You know, don't wait till the end, because then you only got one or two idiots that try to pull that instead of everybody trying to jam it up. But then you got truckers that'll try to control traffic, and they get over and they block two lanes, and that there is against the law, and I don't ever do that. I don't recommend it. Anybody does it in a car or anything, because you don't know if they're doing that to get over. Sometimes they're getting over for a policeman or a fireman coming up the road. We have CBs, but I just don't block traffic. That's just stupid.
All right, fair enough. All right, well, for our listeners, I'm going to ask our listeners to donate a couple of stickers, a U and an S, for a decal for a truck, the exterior of a truck. What colors would you like them to be?
Dimitri, I got breaking news.
What?
Breaking news.
What?
Mr. Deep Pockets just texted me.
Yep.
And he says, I'm that guy. I'm that car.
Oh, I don't doubt that for one second. next time you see that guy and that car, that BMW, just turn it into an accordion with him. Just... as a favor to me, would you do that as a favor to me, Mr. Big Willie?
Yeah, I'll try not. Well, no, then I won't have a job.
Oh, well, that's right. Never mind. Yeah. Let's go to plan B.
That's why I get paid the big bucks.
Yeah.
I got more zeros on my check than anybody there. They're all zeros.
I don't doubt that for a second. So, okay, very quickly, what color decals do you want?
Black.
You want black? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we need a donation. What size are the decals? What size for the font?
Inches.
How much?
2.5 inches.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have black decals, 2.5 inches to put on the outside of a truck, we need the letters U and S. The letters, we're dead serious about this. The letters U and S.
Right.
Send it to Dimitri, care of Big Willie 1055. Oh, Lord, we got to go to a break here. Big Willie, thank you.
35 High Ridge Road.
No. All right. All right. Thank you. Drive carefully. Try not to kill Mr. Big Deep Pockets.
Speaking of black letters, got to give away them Clint Black tickets.
That's coming up.
Have a good day, Dimitri.
Thanks so much. Great segue. This man is terrific. All right. Again, if you have black decals, 2.5 inches, a U and an S, send it to Big Willie 1055 here at Rock Hill. We'll get it to Big Willie himself.